Dave Jones here, your host for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. As we talk about You've Got Talent, chasing your dreams, and recently I had the chance to chat with Season 12 America's Got Talent winner Darcy Lynn, a 13-year-old ventriloquist. By the way, she was 12 when she won America's Got Talent, but she's coming to the Bloomsburg Fair, in fact, tomorrow night. So check her out, Darcy Lynn at the Bloomsburg Fair coming tomorrow night. Well, I do want to encourage you to head on over to WGRC.com. You can find out about all the events coming to the listening area. We would love to connect with you at those various events. WGRC.com, a great resource for you. I would love to come to be part of your church or youth group event. Maybe your regularly scheduled service or your youth group activity or event, conference, retreat, whatever it is. I'd love to come share about the ministry of WGRC. Come share a message from God's Word at church or your youth group event, whatever it may be. Connect with me. Send me an email, DaveJ@WGRC.com. That's Dave, the letter J, at WGRC.com. Well, I mentioned that I had a chance to talk with America's Got Talent winner Darcy Lynn, winning last year on Season 12. And teenager, a neat story. She's had a lot of great experiences, and it all began as a 12-year-old, and she's had all these experiences, and she's using her talent for God. So as we share a little bit of her story here tonight, I want you to be thinking about your talent. What is it that God has gifted you to do, given you the ability to do? And I want to challenge you, listen to Darcy's story, listen to some of the things she's gotten to experience, how she got to that point, and I want you to consider, how can you do the same thing with the talent that you have been giving? Well, as she is 13 years old, I found out a little bit about school, so let's pick up our conversation there. This is 13-year-old Darcy Lynn. Currently, you are 13 years old, correct?
Yeah, I'll be 14 soon.
What grade are you in school? Eighth grade?
Eighth grade, yeah.
And when it comes to school, obviously you're traveling a lot, putting on your shows. How do you get your schoolwork in? What does that look like for you?
Well, basically, I take the work that I know I'm going to miss, and I take it with me on my trip, and I get as much of it done as I can. I bring it back, and if I don't get all of it done, then I just make it up when I'm back. But really couldn't do it without my school. They're really great and very, very helpful, very flexible. So
now let's talk about Darcy Lynn before America's Got Talent. Of course, many people fell in love with you and your cast of characters there when you received that golden buzzer in Season 12 of America's Got Talent. Reading a little bit about you, you've shared that you were actually a very timid young person. How did you go from being timid to being on America's biggest stage?
Well, it was pretty challenging. I was very, very shy when I went on that stage. I was scared, like terrified. But EGT being on those, like, that stage for a while, for a couple of times, really helped me come on my show. It was a really great experience, and I'm, like, way more improved now. So
the topic for tonight here on Get Real, You've Got Talent, Chasing Your Dreams, hearing interview comments from special guest America's Got Talent winner Darcy Lynn. I had a chance to chat with her the other day, and really neat to see her grow on that stage, that national stage of America's Got Talent, and then to be able to chat and really, teenager, listen to her story as an encouragement to you to use your talent that God has given you. When you use your talent for God, use your talent the way that God has given it to you, wow, great things can happen, a lot of neat experiences, and people's lives will be impacted. So I was chatting with Darcy, and let's pick up our conversation. I asked her what it was like prior to getting to the judges. We first met Darcy when she went before the judges. What was it like before getting to that point?
Well, first, I had to send in a video audition to the producers, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. We want to see you in person. So it was a video audition. Then we drove to Austin, Texas. This is the closest audition city for us. We drove there. I performed in front of the producers, and they were like, okay, well, you look great. We'll call you in about a month or so, tell you if you got on the show. And they called us a month later, and they're like, you made it to the show with the judges. And we were like screaming And then after that, I went on the audition show, got the golden buzzer, went straight to the live show, and yeah.
Now, what was it like? Of course, we all got to watch you on TV there when Mel B hit the buzzer. What was going through your mind? Because you had this look of shock, surprise. What was going through your mind there when you realized you got all this gold confetti falling around you and you realized what had just happened?
I don't even know. I mean, it's been a while, and I just was really shocked. Like, I didn't even, like, know what was happening, but, like, I knew what was happening, but I didn't. It was just really crazy.
Darcy mentioned there about being shocked when she got the golden buzzer. You know, teenager, when you use your talents for the Lord, you are going to be shocked and amazed at what God is going to do for you, how He is going to bless you. When you, as a teenager, follow the plan He has for your life, whatever it may be, academics, sports, clubs, missions, being involved in church, whatever it is, when you do what God has gifted you to do, has called you to do, you will be shocked and amazed at the blessings that He bestows upon you, even as a teenager.
You're listening to Get Real.
We are talking tonight about You've Got Talent, Chasing Your Dreams, America's Got Talent winner, Darcy Lynn, and she's sharing her story with us, teenager, and I want you to be encouraged as you hear her story, as it began when she was 12 years old and she wound up on America's largest stage. Now, she had a lot of support surrounding her, and I asked her, how important is it to have the support of friends and family when pursuing your dreams? Let's hear what she had to say.
It's very important. I probably, like, wouldn't have been able to succeed without the support of my friends and family. It's just a great feeling to know that you have, like, a whole team behind you. And it definitely makes you more confident and encourages you to do very well. So, very helpful.
Now, as we look back, of course, your main thing that you do is ventriloquism. And we've met the characters of Petunia, Oscar, Edna. First of all, you only did ventriloquism for a couple of weeks before you really started to get into it. How did you pick ventriloquism as something to do? And what was that progression like getting on? Because I know you have coaches and you've picked up these characters. What did that look like for you?
Well, I started when I was 10. I did my very first competition after only a month of practicing.
Wow.
It was local here and where I live. I did that competition and I actually ended up winning it. And this couple that was sitting in the audience went to church with a professional ventriloquist here in Oklahoma. They told him about me and he was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get a hold of this girl's family so I can help her out. And knowing my dad, he's all dad mojo and like looked him up. and then we met him at Chili's and now he's my coach and we've been with him for almost 4 years.
As Darcy talks about her getting a coach to help her to pursue this gift of ventriloquism, I want you to realize the importance of surrounding yourself by people who are going to encourage you in your gift, having that support group, whether it be friends, family, whatever the case may be, but also surrounding yourself with people who are going to make that specific gift better. God has placed you in the midst of those people, and teenager, it's up to you to utilize the gift and the resources that God has given you in order to make a difference for the kingdom. You've Got Talent, Chasing Your Dreams. That is the topic here tonight on Get Real with special guest America's Got Talent winner, Darcy Lynn. Well, of course, being on America's biggest stage, Darcy received quite a bit of opportunities to really be out there in the spotlight, singing and performing, doing ventriloquism. And teenager, I just want to encourage you, when you use your talents the way that God means for you to use them, you will receive many opportunities as well. They may look different than Darcy's, but they are still going to be great opportunities nonetheless, because they will come from God when you do what He has called you to do. I did ask Darcy about the opportunities, and one of the first things she got to do was to headline her very own Vegas show. Let's pick up our conversation there, finding out what it was like to headline a show in Vegas.
That was amazing. Like, I was arriving at the hotel in Vegas, and like, my face was plastered. I mean, my poster for the show was plastered right next to like J-Lo, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. But it was really awesome. The crowds were great, and I got to perform with my AGT friends, which was really fun. Preacher Lawson, Angelica, and Light Balance. So that was really cool.
And then a lot of experiences that you've had since then, and really a very short time, because I believe the episode, the Golden Buzzer episode, was in May. So really just since around a year or so, you've had a lot of amazing experiences. Why don't you share a little bit of those and what's been your favorite?
Well, I got to perform on the Rodeo Opry, which was really cool. I love that, the Grand Ole Opry. I've also gotten to do all these little, like, things on the side. Like, I've gotten to go to, like, this Variety magazine thing. It was, like, the Power of Young Hollywood, mm-hmm. and invited, like, all these young, like, successful, like, young people, and that was really cool. I got to meet John Mendez, and I literally about died. He's awesome. He's a songwriter. I do have my own NBC Christmas special coming up that I'm very excited about, and I can't wait.
A lot of great things for you. Now, as we think about the fact you are in eighth grade, but you have this great opportunity before you, what is it that you want to do down the road? And I assume you're looking at this as a career as you continue to move forward.
I do actually want to, like, in the future, like, probably record some songs and, like, do some more, like, acting things. I think would be really cool.
Well, while Darcy is in the spotlight having a lot of neat opportunities come her way, we'll find out here in just a moment something that is very, very important to her and her family. Tonight, teenager, we have been talking about You've Got Talent, Chasing Your Dreams. Special guest, America's Got Talent winner Darcy Lynn from last year's Season 12, a now 13-year-old eighth grader, and she's been highlighting her story, how she was timid before America's Got Talent, but she had received some coaching on something she found she enjoyed in ventriloquism, and she's taken that, and now she is up on America's biggest stage, traveling all around, in fact, coming to the Bloomsburg Fair tomorrow night to headline the show there. A lot of other neat opportunities that she's already had that's coming up. She wants to pursue this. And it's all because she decided to use the talents that she's been given. And so I mentioned before that last song that we were going to find out what is one of the biggest things that is very important to Darcy and her family. And I asked her about being involved in church.
I try to go to church every Sunday when I'm home. That's very important to me and my family. We're very faithful, so we always love to go to church together. Yeah.
Well, teenager, our time is just about up here tonight, but you heard Darcy there talk about the importance of being faithful and going to church. And teenager, that's what it's all about. Not specifically about the going to church part. That is important, but the greater picture there about being involved with Christ, developing that relationship with Christ, and of course, going to church, learning about Him, having that fellowship of believers is a very, very important key to that, to keep you grounded, to keep you where you need to be. And so as you are being challenged tonight to realize, first of all, you've got talents, but then to chase your dreams, utilizing the talents that God has given you, I encourage you, be involved in church, surround yourself with godly people, read your Bibles, have an active prayer life, and just do what God has called you to do, and then your dreams will match His plans, and you will be blessed. Well, let's close out the show tonight with Darcy Lynn and her character, Petunia the Rabbit, inviting you out to the Bloomsburg Fair tomorrow night to see Darcy and her cast of characters. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch the entire interview between Darcy and I by heading to wgrc.com/getrealyouth. That will be posted there in just a few moments. I look forward to hanging out with you next week right here on Listener Supported WGRC and Get Real.
Hi guys, it's Petunia and Darcy. We are so excited to come to the Bloomsburg Fair on Monday, September 24th.